Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to go from Ukraine to Big Ten basketball. There was an outrageous decision made to simply suspend Juwan Howard for 5 games. He should have been fired on the spot. Here is the background. This guy, back about a year ago, threatened the coach of Maryland, Mark Turgeon. He said to him, quote, "I will effing kill you," end quote. This time, Wisconsin had a big lead over Michigan. There were, 30 seconds to go, something like that. We had our reserves in. Coach Gard told them not to even shoot, just dribble the last 30 seconds. But he had something like 4 seconds to get it beyond half court, and these are the reserves. So he called a timeout to talk over strategy, and then when they resumed the game, they could get it beyond half court. They had a little more time and could just dribble it down. It was not running up the score. Juwan Howard has a lot of anger, and Juwan Howard didn't like that. And he hung around to the end of the handshake line, and he went up and he got in Greg Gard's face. Gard stood his ground. Gard didn't push him or hit him. And then Juwan Howard reached around and hit Joe Grabenhoff, an assistant coach, in the face. He says he did it with an open hand. If you look at the thing, it was not a fist. It wasn't a slap. His fingers were sort of curled. He's a big guy. He hit an opposing coach in the face. He should have been fired on the spot. Just recently in Massachusetts, there was an amateur hockey league. A player punched the referee. He was banned for life from the league. The Big Ten is a classy operation. Michigan is not a one-and-done school. It's not a thug school. It shouldn't have a thug coach and a one-and-done coach. So this clown gets somehow just suspended for the, quote, rest of the season, 5 games, not for the playoffs, not for the postseason, not for the NCAA or anything. And they fine Greg Gard $10,000 because his assistant got hit in the face. The UW Athletic Department just put out a statement outraged. They said Gard was blameless, so therefore we, the University of Wisconsin Athletic Department, will pay that fine, not him. Juwan Howard initially didn't apologize. He went on and he said, "I will remember this a long time, and I had to protect myself." Then they worked on him and he gave a real mealy-mouthed written apology. "I regret I showed bad judgment," that kind of thing. This guy does not belong in the Big Ten. Michigan is one of the great universities in the country. Michigan, Wisconsin, Madison, and Berkeley are called the public Ivies. They are the equal of any college in the world, really. They're excellent. They're a classy operation. They are not thug schools. And you should not have a thug coach. For one thing, then two Michigan players threw punches to back up their coach. A Wisconsin player punched back. They were all suspended for some short period of time. These are kids. These are kids in their late teens, maybe early 20s. They look to the coach as a mentor. They look to the coach as an example. Yes, college athletics are becoming big business. Yes, athletes can now market their reputations and personas, and many of them are looking for careers in organized sports, pro sports. Great. Okay, nothing to stop them. But the overriding function of athletics in the university is to build out the complete individual, and that's why it was extended to women in Title IX back in the early 70s. And the idea is that if you compete in college athletics, you learn a lot. I did. You learn a lot. You learn to give and take. You learn to make decisions in very tough circumstances. And you learn sportsmanship, teamwork, and camaraderie. Juwan Howard does not exemplify any of that. He's a bad coach. I think that, frankly, he surprised everybody. He hadn't had any coaching experience, but he had pro experience. And I think they were in the Elite Eight last year. This year, they were lucky to get in the tournament. They were one of the last four teams. But I don't care if they're the national champ or the last in the league. That isn't the issue. The issue is you go to Michigan to get a superb education. I know a lot of friends and graduates of Michigan, and it is not a thug school. What's going to happen is the next time there are these games, Juwan Howard is going to be out there and people will shout one and done and thug and all this. Michigan shouldn't have that. And more importantly, Wisconsin shouldn't have that. We should not have a coach who walks up and hits one of our coaches in the face. That is a terminable offense. Michigan and the Big Ten so far anyway, really chickened out. Well, it was both their faults. No, it wasn't both their faults. Joe Krabbenhoff was standing there. He got hit in the face. Juwan Howard brings nothing to Michigan other than bad news. This is not the first time. Juwan Howard, about a year ago, went up to Mark Turgeon, the Maryland coach, and said, I will effing kill you. Now, he's doing this kind of stuff, like in Wisconsin, because somebody takes a lawful timeout to let his reserves. It was garbage time. We were way ahead. He told his reserves, guard did, don't shoot, just dribble, but they got to get back over half court, and they had 4 seconds to do it. So I'm going to take a timeout, calm you down. Here's what you're going to do. Juwan Howard is simply a bad coach, too. He lost the game. He did a bad job this season. And the only way he knows how to deal with it is to punch. We don't want that in the Big Ten. We don't want Juwan Howard in the Big Ten or anywhere near the Big Ten. And it is absolutely outrageous that they fined guard and therefore the Wisconsin program $10,000 for being subjected to Juwan Howard hitting Joe Krabbenhoff in the face. Absolutely, absolutely absurd. I don't know what's going to happen going forward. Michigan can still take its own action. They don't have to extend this guy's contract. They can get rid of him now. I think they can get rid of him for cause if he has a multi-year contract. If his contract expires at the end of this year, I'd say, sayonara, sayonara, don't let the door hit you on the way out. We don't want to hear about you again. I think what's going to happen is, what's going to have to happen is that Michigan alums and donors are going to have to call that athletic department and the president and say, what kind of university do we have? We have a coach, a thug, a punk, who hits an opposing coach in the face. And what? You're just going to say, okay, 5 games? No, we don't want that. We do not want that. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. I know you're on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.